Power is pleased to sponsor this edition of Senior Focus.
Good evening. This is Richard Barter here to talk to you about transport again. And this is the Senior Focus slot for Grey Power, and I'm looking forward to being with you for the next half an hour. Now, the last time we were together, I spoke about the government policy statement on transport, which signalled a lot of changes. Not long after that was released, the Auckland Council, Auckland Transport, and a few other bodies, they came out, including the government, came out with the updated Auckland Transport Alignment Project. We're going to call it ATAP, another one of those terrible acronyms. Now, ATAP is an exercise to align the priorities of transport priorities of the government and the council. And it includes a package of investments, and these inform all the statutory processes and individual project and program business cases. And it includes the operating expenditure, the renewals of assets like roads, and new projects that are to be delivered by the public agencies in Auckland. Now, as I said, this is a review. In 2016, the ATAP was developed to provide a strategic approach for transport in Auckland. And it was based on three integrated components. These were making better use of the existing networks, targeting new investment to the most significant challenges, and maximising the new opportunities to influence travel demand. Now, why has it been updated? Well, this particular new version of ATAP has focused on the period from 2018 to 2028. And it's going to put more emphasis on accelerating the development of Auckland's rapid transit network. And this is we've heard a lot about this, the light rail, as well as bus routes. It's also going to encourage more walking and cycling and make these active modes safer for Auckland. It'll be delivering improvements in health and safety, the environment and access, including disability access. And lastly, it ensures that the indicative packages will deliver the best value for money for us, the users of our roads and trains and buses. So the question is, what are the sort of the main things that came through? Well, along with extra money for rail and cycle paths and the likes, the great deal, a lot of it is going to go into roading projects. This is improvements to the Puhoi to Warkworth motorway. They're upgrading that to motorway status to lengthen that motorway from the North Shore. There'll be improvements to the northern motorways, extension to the northern busway to Albany. There's an eastern busway going out from Panmure to Botany. There's the airport to Puhonui State Highway upgrade, and that's going to include a high-quality public transport link. There's a bus priority program to more rapidly grow the bus lane network. As we know, currently buses get caught up in all the traffic like everyone else. There was a lot of talk about the east-west link in the previous government. Well, that's going to go ahead, but a smaller project than what was originally planned. There is widening in motorways in Drury and Papakura, Mill Road down south, Penlink up north, and significant improvements to improve safety in our area. They're going to electrify the rail from Pukekohe to the existing electrical network. And there's a lot of optimisation of the technology around our network to make it work better. So what are the results expected from this package? Well, it's expected to encourage a stronger shift towards public transport usage, a higher proportion of journeys by bike, and more urban development around the rapid transport corridors, better safety and reduced environmental harm. So there's some big areas of focus. One is the airport. I'm sure even if you don't live in Auckland, many of you visiting will have come by plane and know just what a challenge it can be to get to or from the airport itself. The other thing that's come up a lot, and it's something I want to talk a bit more about in detail, is this question of congestion pricing. And before I do that, I'd love to hear a little track by Sarah Vaughan called Lonely Woman. That was Lonely Woman by Sarah Vaughan. Isn't she just wonderful? So, congestion pricing. We currently, in a few weeks, are going to be faced with a fuel tax increase. And unfortunately for those in Auckland, there will be the increase, 10 cents or so or more a litre, for those living in Auckland, that'll be as well as a general nationwide 10 cents a litre or so that the government is adding on to the price of petrol. And many people have said to me, well, why don't they just make the congestion pricing happen? Surely that's the best thing to do. And this way it really just targets the people who need to be targeted. And that's a very good question, and I think it's one that the government and Auckland Council completely agree with. The thing is, it is not that straightforward, as these things never are, to get it happening. But the analysis that they did showed that the congestion across Auckland's network, and you probably don't need to be told this, those that live in Auckland, has worsened in the past few years. The average weekday motorway trip now takes about 10% more time than it did 4 years ago. And that might not sound very much, but the big problem is that motorists now need to allow an additional 40 to 55% longer for their trips to be assured of arriving at work on time. That's the kicker. That's the problem. And as many of you will have experienced, it takes very little to upset the system, to bring it to a standstill. We've recently had a derailment with one of the trains in the Britomart Centre, and that put a lot of pressure on all those that would normally go by train, had to find another way to get into town. The thing is that an awful lot of people are now travelling by public transport. In fact, currently, it's about the equivalent of 55,000 cars being taken off the road a day. And so we need to be looking at ways to continue that trend and to avoid the inevitable slowing down of already slow traffic in our motorways and arterial roads. So there are many places around the world where congestion pricing has been used successfully, and this has influenced travel demand and eased congestion. By influencing travel demand, it essentially means trying to smooth out those peaks that occur in the morning and the afternoon when everyone is trying to get to and from work. And we have the same problem. But one of the challenges for Auckland is that, unlike most of the countries where this has been done successfully, we don't have the big, densely arranged populations, and people aren't going to the same place. Auckland is very, very spread out, 100 kilometres long, and this means that people are going all over the place to get to work, to take their kids to school, to go shopping even. And the problem with that is that it becomes a bit more complicated to make the cost of doing that trip realistic. And so the idea of just simply adopting a system is not that straightforward. But there has been a review done, and it was done by Auckland Transport, Auckland Council, New Zealand Transport Agency, Ministry of Transport, the Treasury, and the New Zealand government in general. And that's what I'm looking at now. And I'm just going to touch on a few points from that report. It's about 55 pages, so we've only got a few minutes here today to look at that. Firstly, what is congestion pricing? Well, currently motorists pay in New Zealand for the use of roads through a range of methods. We pay petrol taxes, which I've just mentioned a few minutes ago. We pay road user charges, vehicle registration fees, and rates. But none of these charges take into account the time or the location of the travel. For example, driving on a congested motorway in rush hour versus driving along a quiet road late at night. However, the true costs of these journeys, of these two journeys, are very different. Driving at peak times adds to the congestion of the road, which affects or has a cost to other road users. These costs affect both the economy, for example, by adding to freight travel times and costs, and to individuals, for example, people have less time at home with their family. So congestion pricing is a method used to ease congestion by charging road users at different times and or locations to encourage some users to change the time, route, or the way they travel. So implementing a congestion pricing scheme would more accurately reflect where the cost of using the roads is higher, thereby encouraging people to think about travelling in different ways. And this is an example of influencing travel demand. Having a higher cost where the roads are congested in order to manage demand can increase the number of vehicles that move along a road at a given time, as it increases the average speed of traffic. Even a relatively small reduction in traffic can have a big impact on congestion. Now, there are conceptually four types of congestion pricing. One is area-based, and some of you may have experienced this if you visited your families in London. And this was set in place quite a few years ago, where they simply established a boundary around the centre part of the city, and they charged vehicles for crossing that boundary or for driving within it at a specific time of day. I think later on they actually increased that area, and it had the effect of reducing congestion significantly at the time it was introduced. But today, unfortunately, congestion is back up to where it was before. I think I've spoken about this. Now, the second example of a type of congestion pricing is charging vehicles for crossing a ring or a line of charge points across a series of roads at specific times of day. Unlike area-based schemes, this cordon-based scheme does not charge for traffic movement solely within the cordon. And this has been tried in Stockholm and Gothenburg in Sweden. Another one is called corridor-based, and this is charging vehicles to use one or more roads in a specific congested corridor or corridors. And this has been done in Dubai and in Singapore. And lastly is what's called a network-based system. This is where vehicles across the whole network on all roads that are congested, there's charging applied to them. And this is a much more recent kind of idea, and it's not actually in use anywhere now, although it's been proposed for London and Singapore is going to be adopting that around 2020. So I'm going to look at that a little more closely, at what has been looked at for Auckland and why it's different in a minute. But we're going to listen to another song by Sarah Vaughan, and it's called Say It Isn't So.
You don't love me. tired of me. Say it isn't so.
Say It Isn't So by Sarah Vaughan, the wonderful Sarah Vaughan. And there's a photograph of her on the CD Jazz Masters 18, looking very young when she recorded that song. Well, we've got about 5 minutes left, and in that time we're going to have a little look at the issues that Auckland face compared in terms of the type of technology that we've just been talking about, and for the types of congestion pricing schemes, and what's coming out of the actual review that I've been referring to today. Just to say, no new world city like Auckland, which we're a relatively young country with dispersed trip patterns and relatively low density of housing, has yet introduced congestion pricing. So we will be the first. Everyone wants it, and wants it today, but it's not been done. The widespread nature of Auckland's congestion means that schemes that have worked well elsewhere may not be as effective in improving congestion across Auckland. Its geography, urban form, trip patterns and governance is going to require something that is just for us. Now, in the work that's been done, they've come up with a number of lessons which they want to keep to the top of their mind so we don't just suddenly get taken by one particular technological answer. So out of this, they're hoping to establish clear objectives that address the agreed problem. So what is the problem we're trying to fix? They want to focus on the most broadly recognised problems, and that, as I mentioned, that the answers are led by solving these problems, not by necessarily just a particular technology. They want to ensure that the revenue will be used well and it will be done with good public acceptance. It helps for at least some of the revenue to be applied for roads, demonstrating a clear benefit to those paying to use the roads. They want to ensure that the scheme design considers all the aspects, not just congestion, but all the economic aspects that we're facing today. Auckland, $2 billion a year, Aucklanders are paying for the costs of congestion. And they want to consider what are the other ways that we could deal with this, and acknowledge that poorly designed schemes can disproportionately affect those least able to pay. So in terms of the technology that's out there at the moment, some of the new things that are happening are GPS systems. Trucks all have, or a lot of trucks have a system in there that the operators can understand just where their trucks are, how long they've been in any spot. And of course, we all carry smartphones. But these things aren't really ready yet today. The problem with smartphones is that they can't be linked to a particular vehicle at this stage. With the in-vehicle systems, we have to get them into vehicles. And the problem with the GPS systems is that they have to be supplemented by something a bit like we have on our motorways at the moment. And the most likely system that we will have is what we already see on our motorways in the North Shore, Tauranga, is a way of identifying the number plates. And they don't need the big gantries, but they can just do this with cameras. And this can be done all over Auckland. And so this is what's most likely going to come through in the future. We need to watch this carefully. So thank you very much for our time together today. My number is 021-277-1213. Or you can email me with your comments on richard@path.net.nz. Looking forward to being with you next month. Thank you very much. Bye for now.
Get together with Senior Focus next Sunday at 5:25 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6, or listen online at any time at planetaudio.org.nz/Senior Focus, and do note Senior Focus is one word. Your language.